We are joined in the media center by Funny Car Provisional Number 1 Qualifier, Cruz Pedregon. Cruz, you ran a 4.002 at 317.42 miles per hour. We're racing here for Dodge, and you've made the switch this year into a Dodge this year. And how does that feel to make a good run up here in Vandermeer in your new car?
It feels great. I didn't think it would hold. I felt like we showed our hand and let everybody see that there's some racetrack out there. We all just missed it the first run, and I was figuring everybody would kind of come back the next, but we kept reading the scoreboard and listening and kind of kept hanging in there. And so, but I'm happy for Dodge and Mopar, what they do for the sport. I did the block party last night, and it was an incredible event. I enjoyed it. My first time on board with Dodge. So I want to pay them back for their investment. They've supported us throughout the year, and we've had some ups and downs, but I think the needle's pointing up for us. The Snap-on Dodge is starting to come around, so I feel really good. This racetrack has been good to me through the years, so yeah, it's good to get the Friday night be up here with you guys.
Some other drivers have talked about, you know, obviously up here in Vandermeer the car acts different. How does that affect you as a driver?
Well, it really doesn't affect the driver much. The parachutes are a little late. The handling. Realistically, the cars run, if you look at the times, we're running close to what we were running in Epping at sea level. So what's really incredible is the fact that we've all figured out, not just us, but all of the teams have figured out how to run good on the up on the hill, as we call it, the on the mountain. And so I think the evolution throughout the years of cars, it used to be we'd be 3/10 slower, and then we were, you know, then we'd be a 2/10 slower. And the fact that we're running within really half a tenth of what we run at sea level is really a credit to the teams, everybody, crew chiefs, the technology, NHRA for letting everybody do whatever they want. And so, and the track prep, you know, the track, you know, like I said, I feel bad for the fans the first run. You know, not a lot of cars made it down, but I told one of our Snap-on guests, I said, it's like baseball. Everybody was swinging for the home run and they all struck out. So I think everybody kind of got back to reality the second run. They all made a lot of them made some good runs, so, and we were one of them, so it's all good.
Questions from the media? After this one. Questions? Kevin?
Yeah. How much more rewarding is it for you to come up here and as a tuner be number one as opposed to just being a tuner?
I'm going to answer that honestly, and you guys are thinking I'm BSing, but the honest answer to that is no different. I get in the car, I'm completely, I wish Wes Cerny was walking out in front of me, to be honest with you, but I've had to do it myself just out of necessity. So I don't put two and two together. When I'm in the car, I don't think about, I do think about the car, damn, did I make the right decision? But I generally don't get any more or less satisfaction for doing it myself. I've had some great crew chiefs through the years, and they've taught me a lot. So, but yeah, it was just rewarding. And, you know, I'm happy for the team. You know, these guys drive a lot of hours. They work late. I've not done a very good job to early in the year to really reward them and give them a good car. So I'm happy for them. We were acting, you know, crazy. Like four flat was like a world record for us. So, it's I know it's cliche-ish, but it's the team, it's the effort, and it's rewarding. It's definitely rewarding regardless of who's tuning, I can tell you that.
Cruz, I know you're not going to change your attitude towards the track and the environment, but tomorrow's another day in Colorado, and the changes are going to happen with the weather and the environment. Do you make any adjustments to that at all?
Well, they're talking cooler. I won't believe that until I see it. I burned myself on my with my seatbelt getting in my rental car, so it was so freaking hot. I'm like, why are we even doing this today? So, you know, we'll see. Everybody, it'll go up incrementally. Everybody will go a little quicker, so we'll see. But tomorrow night, there's going to be some 3-second runs. I just hope we're the best 3-second run tomorrow night. So we'll see.
Thank you.
All right, guys. Thank you.